Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Mitch Lyons joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for doing what you're doing, because it's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, it's rougher in the doing than in the idea.
So your background is coaching youth sports, correct?
Youth school, high school AAU, and college D3.
And tell everybody how you want to change it.
Well, our nonprofit asks one question. Why, if all of school is trying to teach up-to-date science, why is sports exempt? There's a whole science, sports psychology, that's there. It's used by college and pros, but not in high school. Public high school is giving us an inferior education.
And what do you want to see changing in the way in which kids are coached and just the overall vibe of coaching today?
It's a 19th century system that we're using of all-powerful bosses and voiceless employees, which you can substitute for coaches and athletes. They're voiceless. What I'm proposing is that this two-legged stool, which is very unstable, as we witness all the time, had a third leg, and that would be a written, science-based curriculum for sports teams that teaches you the skills that sports psychology teaches, as well as social emotional learning.
Wow.
Coach, could you talk about some of the things you've seen in your coaching career that maybe you didn't agree with that has brought you to do this initiative?
Well, my daughter was on a team. The coach was very verbally and emotionally abusive. And that's what got me started on this road. But I was coaching well before then. But I observed going to AAU is like seeing a petri dish for negative behavior. And so I'm a person who likes systemic change because sometimes it's just neat. This is one of those times.
It's interesting because I've seen my son, he plays lacrosse, and I've seen him over the years play for different teams and different styles of coaches, and some
right.
are very demonstrative and they're screaming and they're yelling, and other coaches hardly say a word or they're very encouraging. And I have to tell you, it seems like, at least for my son, he responds better to somebody who is yelling at him to get his attention than somebody who doesn't.
Right. So when he gets a job, is he going to depend on his boss yelling at him, or does he have to self-motivate himself,
right.
learn how to motivate himself because he wants something to be get better, to play more playing time, whatever. He has to do the motivation, not the coach. And that's why it's a bad system because it teaches the wrong things.
Yeah, think of all the stories that have come out
sure.
as of late of people talking about coaches who are abusive to them.
Right.
And, you know, at the collegiate level, at the high school level, wherever it might be. So I think this idea to make some change from the inside out is fantastic, but I know it takes a lot of work. So how can we help in this effort?
Well, one could be that if you go on getpsychsports.org, there's a legislation now in front of the Joint Committee on Education was just passed through favorably by the Senate to have our Department of Ed write a published guidelines on how to implement a social-emotional learning curriculum on sports teams and to take charge of athletics, which is now being run by many of the same coaches that we're talking about.
Mm.
There are 95% of coaches are great.
Yep.
But they're not teaching sports psychology because no one's given them anything in writing. So everybody's just like the Wild West. Everybody goes on their own, does what they want.
And if they had a bad coach, that's what they learned, and then that's how they
and
coach.
And they told two friends, and they told two friends. This is fantastic.
Yeah, I like this a lot. I think this is really, really good. So getpsychedsports.org. It's GetPsyched sports.org, or just text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, 617-655-1234, and we will forward you a link to getpsychedsports.org. And Mitch, you and everybody who's helping you try to do what you're doing as a coach and trying to do it the right way are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo!
I'm glad to hear it, and thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Mitch, do you also coach morning shows ever?
Yeah, you guys ought to get along better.
Thank you, Mitch. It was great to talk to you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer the Carson. You can conquer the Carson. No.
Can't Be Kennedy, sponsored by Subaru. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what up to Bobby from Peabody.
Hey, good morning, Bobby.
Good morning.
North Shore, Best Shore.
Heard that.
Bobby, can you kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
Carson is now sauntering out. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than him, we are going to give you money, which is a great way to start your morning. He doesn't have a record on the big board, but he ain't that bad. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
I love to hear that. People is letting fans cast their vote in their Reader's Choice poll for sexiest country music star, and our boy Shaboozy has made it into the top four. In Shaboozy's hit song, A Bar Song, Tipsy, he sings, "They know me and blank have a history."
Jack.
All right, and question number two. Actor, writer, musician Donald Glover turns 42 today. What is Donald Glover's rap moniker?
Childish Gambino.
Question three. Disney doesn't need more negative press right now, so it's a little perplexing that they're raising their subscription fees for streaming platforms. Name the two non-sport streaming platforms Disney owns.
Hulu and the History Channel.
And question number four. Miranda Lambert and Kane Brown just helped Team USA beat Europe at the Celebrity Ryder Cup. Miranda was paired with Michael Strahan, and they won their match. And Kane Brown was paired with Noah Kahn, and they won two. In golf terminology, what is the green?
Approach? I don't know.
All right, and question number five. Next summer, John Mulaney will become the first comedian ever to headline Wrigley Field. Back in 2022, a stand-up comedian from Boston became the only ever stand-up to perform a show at Fenway Park. And 3 years later, he's still the only one. Can you name that comedian?
Bill Burr.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Oh, that ain't the right thing.
Oh, did I put something wrong in there? Sorry.
We're doing great. I couldn't find your drop, so Carson!
Sorry.
Welcome back.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you moved it out. So Bobby from Peabody, he got 3 out of 5 correct.
Nice work, Bobby. Nice work.
He's also an aerospace engineer.
You're an aerospace engineer? You're kidding me.
Correct.
What do you do, like, as your job every day?
Test engines.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a cool day.
This is right in my, like, I did rockets as a kid. I did other cool aeronautical things in high school, Dan, that were a lot of people called nerdy. Mm-hmm. But they were fun to me.
So you would have been an aerospace engineer if not for all the math.
If not for having to educate myself.
Yeah, if not for all the learning. Yeah. That book learning. All right, Carson, question number one.
Yes.
People is letting fans cast their vote in the Reader's Choice poll for sexiest country music star. And Shaboozy has made it into the top four.
He's a good-looking man.
And Shaboozy's hit a bar song, Tipsy. He sings, "They know me and blank have a history."
Oh, Jack Daniels, Dan.
1-1. Question number two. Actor, writer, musician Donald Glover turns 42 today. What is his rap moniker?
Childish Gambino.
2-2?
Love him.
Disney doesn't need more negative press right now, so it's a little weird that they're raising their subscription prices. Name the two non-sport streaming platforms that Disney's known for, that they own.
Disney owns Hulu, is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
They own another one? I mean, Disney Plus, is that? Oh, okay.
How do you forget Disney Plus?
Well, I wasn't forgetting it. You said Disney, so I wasn't thinking.
Disney owns Disney Plus.
Right. Okay.
3-2. Question number four. Miranda Lambert and Kane Brown just helped Team USA beat Team Europe at the Celebrity Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
America.
I know. Let's go. Starts today. Well, it's starting right now.
Miranda was paired with Michael Strahan, and they won their match. And Kane was paired with Noah Kahan, and they won their match.
Nice.
In golf terminology, what is the green?
What is the what?
The green in golf terms.
What is the green? That's where the hole is and the pin.
Yeah, the putting green in an area where the hole is. Yeah. 4-2. Question number five. Next summer, John Mulaney will become the first comedian to ever headline Wrigley Field, which is pretty cool. Back in 2022, a stand-up comedian from Boston became the only one to ever headline Fenway Park. And 3 years later, he's still the only comedian to ever play Fenway. What his name be?
Well, some would say it's Bill Burr. I think it's Tony V. But it's Bill Burr.
It is Bill Burr. I was at that show. It was fantastic.
I love Tony V.
5-3.
Hey.
Carson gets the win. So you can be an aerospace engineer, but you cannot defeat Carson and his 1.6 GPA.
Yeah, these are the important things in life.
All right, Bobby, what do you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
Hi, I'm Bobby from PBD, and I cannot conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 1041.
617-655-1234. What are you getting into over the weekend? You can call or text that number. And I'm just going to say, just don't call me. Don't text me. Don't email me.
Okay.
I'm going to spend my entire weekend with the blinds closed in my TV room watching sports. Just leave me alone. Golf has already started this morning. The Ryder Cup, Team USA versus Europe. It's one of the biggest golf events of the year.
Sure.
I will be locked in on that.
Just sitting in your boxers drinking IPAs.
Locked in, I tell you. Locked in.
And is Lana a fan of this because it gets you out of her hair, or is she like, go do something around the house?
Who? Red Sox tonight against Detroit. trying to get into the playoffs, Patriots on Sunday, college football and golf on Saturday. Don't at me, bro.
I'll give you an hour before she has you doing something.
I know.
But feel strong right now, bud.
I feel great right now going into it. I'll probably end up cleaning the house and taking my son.
As soon as you hear that on the man cave, you're like, oh, man.
Ro is from Revere. Good morning, Ro.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you for having me. So,
thank you.
I'm on my way up to Bedford, to Hanscom.
Okay.
To do some volunteer work. I'm a veteran. And tomorrow morning, there's a free veteran breakfast in Winthrop for veterans, donated by a family in town, which is awesome. And then tomorrow, after that, I'm heading up to Concord, New Hampshire to see Motor Booty Affair, the disco cover band from Maine. They play 70s and 80s disco and rock music.
Hold on. You one more time the name?
Motor Booty Affair.
Motor Booty Affair. Could be the greatest band name in the history of band names.
No notes. I can't make it better.
Motor Booty
Affair. Everybody dresses up. We dress up in our best disco attire. I'll have my glitter on, my Revere girl makeup, and hair.
Your Revere girl makeup. Okay, I don't know
and
what
here.
That is, but I have a feeling.
You know it if you've seen it.
I feel like there's a lot of Aquanet involved in that era. Well, that sounds like a blast of a weekend. Thank you for your service and what you're doing for the veterans. That's just spectacular.
Yeah, you deserve a night out at Motor Booty Affair.
And Motor.
Oh my! We will nonstop dancing.
Motor Booty Affair.
I go see them everywhere. I'm a groupie.
Have a great time.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
We are Motor Booty Affair. Good night. I could do that.
Michaela's from Middleborough and is doing something super nice for her cousin. Tell us what you're doing.
So I'm taking my younger cousin Nicholas to a NASCAR experience up in New Hampshire, where he'll get to ride 6 times around the track with one of the pro drivers.
Shut up.
That's awesome.
I'm so excited for him. He loves race cars, and it's like the perfect birthday gift for him.
How old is he?
He just turned 14.
Oh, my God.
How fast are the NASCAR drivers going around the track with passengers? Like, are they going full speed?
They, according to the website, they start out a little bit slower through the first lap or two, so you can adjust, but then they get up right around the speeds that they get to when they're actually racing.
Which is like
200. In fact, if you're ever interested, I guess they let you drive, too, if you have a license. He's too young for that part, but you can actually drive one of the race cars.
Oh, that is so... I am a diehard NASCAR fan. In fact, I was watching the race yesterday from New Hampshire because I had recorded it over the weekend and had a chance to watch it yet.
Yeah, you love watching people make left turns.
Oh, my God, it's so fun. I don't know why. Well, what's your cousin's name?
Nicholas.
All right. Have a great time, Nicholas. I'm super jealous.
Yeah. If you ain't first, you're last, Nicholas.
Thanks, Michaela. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Good cousin.
Alexandra from Beverly. Hello.
Nope. You got Corey.
Oh, good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Carson.
What are you up to this weekend?
This morning?
I'm doing good.
Well,
I'm doing good.
Tomorrow is the big day. It's the Samaritan's 5K walk. And I didn't make my goal, but I made a decent amount of money for a good cause.
Yeah, it's happening tomorrow morning early, and it's actually not far from the radio station here in Brighton. It's happening on Soldiers Field Road there. Yeah, I'm going to be there, too. I'm bringing my turntables, Corey. You've been warned.
Always ready for that warning.
Good luck with your walk, man. I'm sure Kennedy's not here. I'm sure she really appreciates you raising money to help.
I'm sure Kennedy is spending some quality time with her new kitty cat.
That's it. All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow morning, Corey.
See you tomorrow, Carson.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Alexandra from Beverly. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Dan. You're going to love this one.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing, Alexandra?
I'm currently driving to third grade.
Hold on. Say that again. You broke up.
Oh, I'm driving in to school to go teach third grade.
But what do you have plans for the weekend?
This weekend, I'm going to go see Hamilton in Boston.
Oh, you're not throwing away your shot. There you go. Have you seen it before?
No.
Oh, you're going to die. It's so, so good.
I'm so excited. My boyfriend surprised me with the tickets, so I'm super excited.
Dan, you went and saw it earlier this week.
I saw it on Wednesday night, yeah.
So is it a thing now where people are singing out loud the entire time like it's a concert?
No, it's definitely not a concert. Musical theater etiquette, you have... No.
Okay,
they're paid to sing, not you.
I'm worried that it's just become so popular now that everybody sings along.
No, you'll get shamed at a theater if you do that,
which is
as you should be. There is a part where King George says, "Everybody," and you sing with him for a second. But
right.
You're going to love it. Enjoy it. Have a great time.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, call us on Monday and let us know what you thought. I'd be curious to hear your opinion.
I definitely will. Definitely.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
You'll be back. Soon you'll see.
You got that out? You feel better?
I do.
I love you singing, Dan. I do. That is my favorite thing. All right, so Kennedy is out this morning. What are you getting into over the weekend? 617-655-123. Could you do a little more?
Mm-hmm. You'll remember you belong to me. You'll be back. Time will tell. You'll remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall, and we've seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Okay, I'm done. We just lost 50% of our listeners. But
that isn't true, Dan.
But I feel better.
Ratings going up. We are on the up, Dan. We are on the up. All right, 617-655-1234. What are you getting into over the weekend? More of that next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 1041.
Again, 617-655-1234. Call or text that number to share what you're getting into over the weekend. Kathy is headed to Chicago. Is that right?
Yes.
What are you headed to Chicago for?
My husband and I are leaving. Well, we're leaving tomorrow morning. On Sunday, my husband is doing a 5K that benefits Lurie Children's Hospital. In December, our youngest granddaughter was born and was diagnosed almost immediately with leukemia. And so she's been undergoing treatment at Lurie's.
Okay. What is your granddaughter's name?
Eloise.
Eloise. How old is Eloise?
9 months.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's wonderful of him to do that, to help raise money for this cause.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's probably a lot going on in your family right now. We're thinking about you.
Yeah, I'm sure Eloise is a fighter. She's going to be okay.
Oh, she is. If you saw pictures of her, you would not even know she's been going through what she's been doing. But it's been slow. It's day by day. Lots of delays.
Well, keep us posted on how she's doing, okay?
Mm-hmm. I hope your husband runs like the wind on Sunday.
I think he's gonna more like walk.
Well, I hope he jogs at a moderate pace for money to help this cause.
All right, thank you for sharing that with us, Kathy. Sarah is from Haverhill. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Throwing a third birthday party. Who's it for?
It's my niece.
Okay, what's her name?
Genevieve.
What's the theme of this third birthday party? What's Genevieve into?
She gets unicorns this year.
Absolute banger of a party.
Yeah, that's what I had for my third, too. Unicorns.
That's what I have for my 33rd.
And then I see...
Oh, yeah, she's the only girl, so she gets spoiled.
I see, too, you're going to a fair. Which one are you going to?
We're going to Freiburg Fair up in Maine.
Oh, I haven't been to that one.
Me neither.
Yeah, it is fair season. It is fair season.
Eat all of the fried things that you're not supposed to.
Oh, definitely.
Right. Your arteries can take it. Don't listen to science.
Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye-bye. Let's see. I got Carolyn from Milford. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
No Kennedy today. I want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. You're building something. What are you building?
Oh, yes. I am going to be spending my entire weekend building props for a haunt.
That's cool.
I'm part of the haunt we do in Hopkinton every year to raise money for the Hopkinton Center for the Arts and the YMCA. And it's so much fun to be a part of it. And we're going to be building some very interesting things this year.
Where do you have the haunt? When does it open?
It is the third and fourth weekend of October, but there's so much to be done that we're starting the build now. And this year is a circus theme.
Oh, scary clowns. Do you also work the haunt and scare patrons?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I would have been so good at that. I miss my calling.
Well, we can always use some more volunteers.
Dan, looks like you got yourself a job.
Like, they used to dress us up at Canopy Lake, and I would run around and scare the crap out of unsuspecting
children. So much fun. So much fun. All right, well, have a great weekend building all that stuff. B-Side from Gloucester, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're doing good. So you're going to be recording a podcast this weekend for breast cancer awareness?
I am, yes. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I just found out that my entire family line has had breast cancer, so I am considered high risk.
Right.
And my co-host, or my hostess for the podcast, was diagnosed this year and had two types of breast cancer. And so we are actually doing a walk on October 26th. So I'm raising funds for her as well. So I've been campaigning. I am $80 away from my goal already. And it's not even October, but
crushing
we are
it.
Talking with some survivors and previvors, trying to get some guests on to talk about their journey, just getting more awareness and people in the know about breast cancer.
What is the name of the podcast again? I think you told me before, but I forgot.
It's called Alicia Unleashed, and it's hosted by Good Morning Gloucester.
Alicia Unleashed, available wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Alicia Unleashed. Go look it up. Go look it up. Support them.
Yeah, you're a good doobie.
Yep. All right, good to talk
to you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Producer Dan, what are you up to this weekend? You going to a fair?
Yeah, well, as previously stated by someone on the show, it is fair season.
Yes.
So I'm going with my brother and my sister and their significant others to the Deerfield Fair in New Hampshire.
Okay.
And it's awesome. They got the Flying Linda's doing crazy
no,
high wire
stuff. They're my favorites.
Yeah, I saw them last year. They're good.
I love them.
And the ringleader of their troupe is like 80, and he still gets up there and does like handstands
on the
wire.
He's like the patriarch of the family.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wild story.
Yeah, I love the Deerfield. I love fair season in general. I'm going to hit at least 2-3 fairs.
You know, they're big Florida people. They have a big thing down in Florida.
Yeah, Sarasota, right
near.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, where your family is.
I went
is.
To that in December also.
Oh, you did? Oh, look at you becoming a Flying Willenda's.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. And so I'm going to eat all of the fried stuff. Please text in your favorite fried fair food and I will eat it this weekend.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can talk to Carson. You can talk to Carson.
Skirt, skirt. No. Doesn't work, does it?
With Boston, not as much.
Skirt, skirt.
All right. Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Only Subaru of New England all-wheel drive. The Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
It's a new tag, Dan.
I probably should have read that before I got on air.
It's all right.
I was like, those words seem weird together.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
The Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Take two. All right.
Nailed it.
Carson, say what's up to Kayla.
Hey, Kayla. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I was just talking to Kayla off the air. I forgot to ask, what town are you from, Kayla?
Manchester, New Hampshire.
Vegas. All right. Let's do it, Dan.
All right, Kayla. Can you kick Carson out of the studio, please?
Yes, Carson. Can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck to you, Kayla.
Good luck, too.
All right. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, you are going to win $100. He does not have a record on the big board, but he is now sequestered in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
A lawsuit claims that UNC hired Bill Belichick illegally. Bill's last head coach job was at the New England Patriots. Who is our current head coach?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I don't watch football.
Oh, that question is going to be tough then. Question number two. An autumn playlist filled with cozy favorites includes Fleetwood Mac's Landslide, Don't Know Why by Norah Jones, and Stick Season by which artist?
Noah Cyrus. Noah Kahn.
And question number three. Taylor Swift is headed back to late night TV. She will appear on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on October 6th. Can you name the movie Fallon starred in with Drew Barrymore where he played an overly obsessed Red Sox fan?
No, not sure.
All right, and question number four. The new animated Charlotte's Web hits HBO Max on October 2nd. It stars Amy Adams as Charlotte and Elijah Wood as the pig. What is the pig's name in Charlotte Web?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
All right, and question number five. Ed Sheeran says he learned about Taylor Swift's engagement on Instagram, just like the rest of us. Ed Sheeran just dropped a new album this month. What's that album called?
Oh, my goodness. Doing awful.
It's not called Oh, My Goodness.
Yeah, I know. Not sure that answer either.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Crushing it today.
Yeah.
Let's try this one.
Passion.
There it is.
You found it?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal.
We're just so happy you're back. I played the Hallelujah drop too.
Thank you, Dan.
It's a religious experience when you walk in the room. Kayla from Manchester, she got 1 out of 5 correct.
Sooch. All right.
Are you ready?
Good job, Kayla. I am.
All right.
Ready, willing, and able.
A lawsuit claims that UNC hired Bill Belichick illegally. Bill's last job was head coach of the Patriots. Who is our current head coach?
Mike Vrabel.
That is correct. 1-0. An autumn playlist filled with cozy favorites includes Fleetwood Mac's Landslide, Don't Know Why by Norah Jones, and Stick Season by which artist?
Let me think about that. Stick Season, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Stick Season. Let me think about that one. Stick.
Just say it.
Noah Kahn.
2-1. Question number 3. Taylor Swift is headed back to late night TV. She's going to appear on Jimmy Fallon's show on October 6th, right after her album drops.
That's cool.
I'm sure she needs the pub. Name the movie Jimmy Fallon starred in with Drew Barrymore, where he played an overly obsessed Red Sox fan.
Oh, Fever Pitch.
So good. 3-1. Question number 4. The new animated Charlotte's Web will hit HBO Max on October 2nd. Oh. And it stars Amy Adams as Charlotte and Elijah Wood as the talking pig.
I am in. Say no more.
What is the pig's name in Charlotte Web?
That is some pig, Dan. That is Wilbur.
4-1. Ed Sheeran says he learned about Taylor Swift's engagement on Instagram, just like the rest of us. Ed Sheeran just dropped a new album this month. What's that called?
The tour is Loop. The album is Play. Is that right?
No, we didn't ask for the tour. You just wanted to stun
just
on us.
I was just trying to run through it in my brain, make sure I didn't say it wrong.
No, you're right. 5-1.
Hey.
Well played, Carson.
Smoking.
You didn't have to do Kayla from Manchester like that. You don't have to run up the score.
Nah, me and Kayla are boys. She knows I would never try to embarrass her.
Kayla, unfortunately, we cannot give you the money, but we do appreciate you calling in and hanging out with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What do you want to say to Carson?
I'm Kayla from Manchester, and I could not beat Carson.
Wow.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to play you a little bit of audio. It's from a video I recorded of my wife last night.
Did she know you were recording her?
Yes. Maybe. I don't know. I do know that after I recorded the video, I had to hide my phone because she wanted to delete the video. And the last word she said to me before I went to bed was, don't post that video. But Dan.
Of course.
You've seen the video.
It's funny.
This video is funny.
It is.
This is one that could end up on the Today Show. It could end up going viral. Millions of views, people commenting on it, people collabing with it. It's such an adorable, sweet video.
Is it worth your relationship going well?
And for some reason last night, my wife decided to look up how to do the Running Man dance.
We worked on the Running Man today. One of our bounce crews of one of the four main...
So this is some instructional Running Man video.
It's a bounce move because you're bouncing the whole time. You're leaving the floor. Anytime you leave the floor,
it's
a bounce move. Okay? So, Running Man I'm going to start with the...
I don't think she knows what she's talking about.
Because the arms are...
She's an instructor.
Pretty simple.
Yeah. So, she's teaching.
To the side, so you can see. I'm going to lift up my right leg, push back, and down. All right, let's do that again.
Back and down.
So as you're pushing back and down.
I don't even know what she's talking about. I can do it better than that.
She's now doing the running man.
See me? Shut up. I wish I would have been videoing you. You couldn't even breathe. You were like, heart palpitations. I almost wet my pants.
What?
Set up almost wearing my pants because I was talking to her. You got it. See, I'm better with a slow move. Turn it off.
That's when she found out you were recording her right at the end.
Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Can I post a video,
please?
I just heard.
I could hear when you had me on hold.
Yeah, I knew that. I wanted you to hear it because I want your permission to post the video.
Post it where?
I want to put it on the Mix 104.1 Instagram and Facebook and TikTok.
I don't think so. No.
Why not, Lana?
Did he show you the video? I'm sure he did.
He did.
Then that should tell you why.
Yeah, you were doing something. I don't know if it was the running man, but you were doing something.
It is a known thing in my family that I cannot do it. And that is embarrassing. And you are the reason I even started doing it because you came across the living room to go to bed, and you started doing it.
Yeah, I can do it.
And then I was reminded of how I'm horrible at it.
I've already texted it to family and friends this morning, too.
Yeah, I saw that text, too, when I got home from my walk.
So she said...
you've already done what I said not to do, and now you want to share it with all of Instagram?
No, you said I could not post on social media. You didn't say I couldn't send it to our family and friends.
Oh, yeah, but that's... if this... you give you an inch, you'd take a mile.
Facts.
It's adorable.
What purpose would it serve? And who, like, except for you to get a laugh out of it, and like 4,000 other people, and not even that many probably, will look at it.
You should have seen her last night. So she wanted my phone to delete the video. So I hid my phone.
This is exactly why you cannot be trusted.
So I hide my phone, and then she disappears. And then all of a sudden, I hear ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. She got the Find My iPhone app, and she pinged my phone
to find
where I had it hidden in the bathroom.
I mean, I was serious because I know you. This is the type of thing. I should have known. I knew last night. I did not know you were going to call me today, but this is the type of thing you do.
Carson, are clicks more important than your wife's comfort and trust in you?
Babe, yeah. Can we post it?
Yeah. I mean, Dan, you know the answer to that question.
Lana, next time he does something terribly embarrassing, which I'm sure will be by 2 p.m. today, just secretly record him as collateral and then hang it over his head.
Yeah.
From the 978, post it.
Post it. Just whatever. Another, but I know you're going to do it anyway.
Another text from another person, 978. Well, I'm very curious. Consent does matter.
I mean, what do you think is going to happen if you post it? People are just going to be like, ha, 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 ha.
They're just going to love it. They're going to love you. They're going to love the video, and we're going to get clicks.
That's the thing that he wants.
doing it for the clout.
And are we going to make money off of it? If that's the case, I mean, I might be about it.
No, some big wig from Odyssey is going to make money off it. We're not going to see it.
Turn it off! Turn it off! I didn't realize it said it that scary.
I almost shut my phone off the first time I heard it.
Turn it off!
From the 781, Lana is a better woman than me. I would be so upset if my husband did this to me.
Yeah, no kidding. See, I put up with a lot.
You really do. Thoughts and prayers.
Yes. Thank you for the, I know.
From the 339, we love you, Lana. You're such a good sport. I'm sorry you have to deal with Carson's shenanigans.
Turn it off! Turn it off! It's like I live with two teenage boys. I swear.
Okay, so is that a yes or a no? I will leave it up to you.
Do it. Sure.
All right, I gotta go. I gotta post it.
You're like a river that just erodes through the canyon over time.
Love you,
babe. Love you. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Love you.
Bye, Lana.
Have fun at my expense, Carson.
He always
Tina!
Does.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. Kennedy is actually out this morning. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
All right. The Dirty is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. A lot of stuff happening this morning, including the selling of a local sports team, Dan. Pretty big news in the world of sports. We'll get to that in just a minute. We're going to start first with Shawn Mendes. He had a big concert last night. And if you thought concert drama was limited to surprise guests or encore teases, last night, fire alarms stole the spotlight at the TD Garden during Shawn Mendes' sold-out show. So, midway through the set, fans started noticing piercing alarms blare through the arena. Suddenly, the stage lights were joined by flashing strobes, not part of the light show. So kind of this like unforgettable twist, the venue's fire warning system lit up actually louder than the crowd's roar. And yes, the alarms were going off. Now, I think we've all seen in buildings where those lights start flashing, right?
Sure, yeah.
Add the actual fire alarm sounds to that while Shawn Mendes is on stage performing, and obviously everybody was a little bit freaked out.
I don't know how you evacuate 20,000 people. Did they have to evacuate or no?
They did not evacuate. I guess he paused for a moment. They were able to let him know that everything was okay, and then he just kind of dove right back,
yeah,
into
right
the
back into stitches.
Right. No idea of what actually happened. Maybe a sensor was triggered.
Cook burned some chicken tenders, set off the fire alarm in the TD Garden.
I don't know, but thankfully all was safe. Speaking of concerts, in a move that's got music lovers everywhere rolling their eyes, I don't know if you saw this or not, the CEO of Live Nation and Ticketmaster has stirred up a hornet's nest by claiming that, believe it or not, concert tickets are underpriced.
Boo this man!
Yes, that's right. The same folks who have been blamed for jaw-dropping prices, surging resale prices, and scalper-controlled markups, are now suggesting that the problem is tickets being too cheap. So here's what he said. He was speaking at a recent conference. His name is Michael Rapino, and he argued that when compared to major sports events, ticket prices for music shows haven't caught up yet. He pointed out that the average concert ticket in the U.S. still comes in at around $72, which he claims is low considering the scale, production, and demand of modern live events.
Did he completely ignore the secondary market where bots buy up all the reasonably priced tickets and then charge you four times the amount?
He said something to the effect of, you know, look at front row seats at an NBA game where somebody will pay $30,000, but front row at a Beyonce concert will only cost you $700.
Okay, so the very front row, okay. It's good when a guy whose net worth is $1 billion is telling you how cheap everything is.
And if you're a fan and you've ever bought tickets, you get the surprise fees that pile up at checkout. You've watched your seat get resold at double the cost moments later. Critics say Rapino is showing a shocking disconnect from reality when fans were already complaining about affordability, the idea that tickets are too cheap. It does feel kind of tone deaf.
Yeah, and then parking and food and all that stuff. Like, I've not bought tickets because they were supposed to be like $100 each, so $200. And then after convenience fees and all these fees, it's like $350. And you're like, I can't afford that.
And he didn't stop there. Rapino also defended higher prices by pointing to ever-escalating production demands, stadium-level staging, laser shows, trucks of gear, just as justification. Obviously, fans, that doesn't translate into value when the ticket price and the fee stack up past what we can afford.
It's like a used car salesman telling you you're getting a deal.
And listen, this is in the middle of like the government getting involved. You know, Ticketmaster and Live Nation, they're under fierce legal and regulatory pressure. The Federal Trade Commission and several states have launched lawsuits accusing the company of deceptive practices, hidden fees, and collusion with scalpers. And finally this morning, I want to talk about what's going on with the Patriots, the Bruins, and the Red Sox. We usually don't do sports in the dirty, but these are three big stories. I'm just going to run through them really quickly. Robert Kraft just made a billionaire's move for the first time since buying the Patriots back in 1994. Kraft is selling off a slice of the team, about 8%. He's selling 5% to billionaire Dean Metropolis. What a great name.
He should be a billionaire with that name.
And 3% to Sixth Street. That's the group that just bought the Celtics. They're a private equity firm. The kicker, it values the Patriots at a jaw-dropping $9 billion. billion dollars.
I did the math on that. 8% of $9 billion is $720 million. I wanted Tom Brady to buy a piece of the team when he was looking, but I guess that's out of his budget.
On the ice, a Boston legend is back. Zdeno Chara, the Bruins' mountain of a captain, is returning as a hockey operations advisor and mentor. Big Z will be working with defensemen, passing on the grit, the discipline, and the leadership that made him a Stanley Cup hero here. It is the perfect full circle moment as the Bees are trying to rebuild for the next generation of stars.
Love them. Go
and
Big Z.
Then the heartbreak. The Red Sox were in Toronto last night with a chance to punch their postseason ticket instead. The Blue Jays outfielder Dalton Varsho ripped a grand slam. I don't know if you saw this last night. We were being no hit into the sixth inning. We had only given up three hits into the sixth inning, and then they loaded the bases and had a grand slam. They won it 6-1. We start a weekend stand against Detroit. A win tonight for us or a loss by Houston, and we are in the
playoffs. We just got to win one game. That's all. That's October all. Baseball is coming.
That's all
the
we got to do.
The duck boats aren't out, but they're idling.
All right. I'm Carson. That is that's
stuff.
That's your dirty.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Camping Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hi to Jenny from the block.
Hey, Jenny.
If the
Good
block
morning,
was Salem,
Carson.
New Hampshire.
Good morning,
Hello, Jenny.
Hello.
Jenny, can you please kick Carson out of the studio before we do more bad accents?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Jenny.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today. You are going to win $100. He is now sequestered in that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
Yes.
Spoiler alert, Law & Order SVU killed an OG character last night, but I won't say which one. Who plays the lead role of Detective Olivia Benson on that show?
Oh, what's his name? Mariska Hargitay?
What is it? One more time.
Mariska.
We need an answer, Jenny.
Hargrave? I don't know.
And question number two. The lineup for Stagecoach 2026 was just announced. Lainey Wilson, Post Malone, and Cody Johnson are going to headline. Posty just got off a world tour with which other act?
Jelly Roll.
A Linkin Park Lullaby album drops today. Which of these three is not a Linkin Park song? The Reason, In the End, or What I've Done?
What I've Done.
And question number four. Corey Feldman is denying claims that his Dancing with the Stars partner had a difficult time dealing with him. Which of these 80s classics was Corey Feldman not in? Was he not in Weird Science, The Goonies, or Stand By Me?
He was not in Weird Science.
And question number five. Jason Alexander modeled some New York Yankees gear. On Seinfeld, his character George Costanza worked for the Yankees. Who was the owner of the team at that time that they made a fictionalized version of on the show when he was there for several seasons?
George Steinbrenner?
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
What do you got going on today, Jenny?
I'm going to get a flu shot.
And then hang on the six.
Hang on the six? What?
That's a Jennifer Lopez album. It refers to a train in New York.
Oh.
On the six train.
That's a deep cut. Welcome back, Carson.
If you know J-Lo like I know J-Lo, Dan.
I guess I don't. Jenny from Salem, New Hampshire got 3 out of 5, though.
Nice work.
Are you ready?
I am.
Question one. Spoiler alert.
Oh.
Law & Order SVU last night. I'll give you a second. They killed off an OG character, but I won't say who.
Oh.
Who plays the lead role of Detective Olivia Benson on that show?
That is Mariska Hargitay.
That is correct. You were so close, Jenny. You couldn't get the last name.
Oh.
1-0.
Okay.
The lineup for Stagecoach 2026 was just announced. Lainey Wilson, Post Malone, and Cody Johnson are your headliners.
Wow. Where is Stagecoach? Is that Nashville or California? Stagecoach, is that the one where Coachella is?
That's a good question.
I think it is. I think it's where Coachella is. Sorry.
Posty just got off a world tour. Which other act?
Oh, Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll is correct. 2-1. A Linkin Park Lullaby album drops today, so that'll put you to sleep soothingly.
That's interesting.
Which of these is not a Linkin Park song? The Reason, In the End, or What I've Done?
The Reason is Hooba Stank, Dan.
Hooba Stank, you are correct. Put some stank on it. 3-1. Corey Feldman is denying claims that his Dancing with the Stars partner found him difficult to deal with. Which of these 80s classics was Feldman not in? Was he not in Weird Science, The Goonies, or Stand By Me?
Okay, he was definitely in The Goonies.
They never say die.
So my other two choices are Weird Science and...
Stand By Me.
I think he was in Stand By Me. I'm going to go with Weird Science.
That is correct. Hey. 4-2. Question number 5. Jason Alexander modeled some new Yankees gear. On Seinfeld, his character George Costanza worked for the Yankees.
He looks so cool in this photo shoot. I'm not going to lie. It's for Kith, I think, was the brand.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Who was the owner of the Yankees that they made a fictionalized version of on the show?
Oh, George Steinbrenner. I hated the Yankees when I was a kid. I knew everything about them.
I hate them still.
Yeah.
5-3. Congratulations, Carson.
Woo! Do you see this, Dan?
Good job, Carson.
Did you go 15 for 15?
I have never done that before.
I got to stop making the questions easier when you play, huh?
I'm just saying. I was on a roll. No. I don't know what happened. I got 8 hours of sleep last night.
You channeled your inner Kennedy. Good job.
I did.
Well, Jenny, unfortunately, we can't give you the $100. Carson was a brick wall today, but we do appreciate you calling and hanging out with us.
We have some tickets to give away, too, right?
I almost forgot.
Yes, we got tickets for you to go see Adam Sandler. You're going to see Adam Sandler September 30th at the TD Garden. If you want to buy tickets, go to LiveNation.com. So enjoy that show, okay?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
It is awesome. I'll see you there. Jenny?
I will see you there.
What do you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
I'm Jenny from Salem, New Hampshire, and I can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.